Le conseil d'administration de la division scolaire de Peace River a demandé aux élèves, au personnel et aux parents de partager leur expérience de soutien pour la santé mentale, l'apprentissage et la toxicomanie dans les écoles et les communautés du Peace River School Division. Les commentaires seront recueillis dans le cadre d'un sondage sur la santé mentale et le mieux-être des élèves au cours des deux prochaines semaines. Je suis en compagnie du président du conseil scolaire, Darren Kuster, qui vient nous parler du sondage.
So the Peace River School Division is collecting information to advocate for the mental health of students and communities. Why do a survey on mental health?
This all started a couple years ago. Every year we have a couple times a year student engagement team meetings. So it's where the board meets with a group of, in the past was junior and senior high school students, and now we've got upper elementary as well in the mix. But back with one of those initial meetings, we actually had students bring it up that, it was quite heart-wrenching at the time that they had friends and family members that were attending school that were dealing with addictions and mental health problems, and they just were not able to find help. So that, that really struck a chord with the board, and since then we've been working hard on getting an advocacy plan in place to advocate to various groups of government, various levels of government and such, on ways that we can get more access to services for these students, for our students and our staffs and the communities that will positively impact them.
Is there a greater need for mental health support this past year due to the COVID-19 pandemic?
I won't say we have hard, fast data on that, but anecdotal comments that we've been getting from our student services staff is that yes, the need is higher, and of course with less time in the schools and stuff, it's harder to access those services.
With these data, will a plan be put into action to advocate for students struggling with mental health?
Absolutely. So we've been working with a consultant for a while now on an advocacy plan, and our first step was we took a survey similar to this out to our municipalities. We meet once a year with all our municipal leaders in our school division, we shared information with them and gathered information from them. I think it was fairly eye-opening for them last year to find out the number of students and families trying to access services in their communities, and there was no help to be had. So that was quite eye-opening for them. So they've kind of come on board, and they want to support us in any advocacy efforts that we are putting forth. As well, we took it out to parents, school councils at our annual Council of School Councils meeting, and we talked with school council representatives and shared the same information with them. And so they've really come on board. And I think, the fact that since we've put this survey out, like the responses have been astounding. Like, honestly, we got a little update this morning, and students, 870 students have responded so far, 246 parents and guardians to date, 176 school-based educators, teachers, and 73 support staff, and even 54 other staff members within the division, right? The response has been amazing. So I think it just goes to show you that people want to share their struggles with respect to this.
So what's next for the Peace River School Division? What are you doing with these surveys? Will there be other surveys?
No, so what will happen is this data will be going to be put together in a report that the board will receive from our consultant, and that will feed into, we're hoping, some next steps in our advocacy plan, who we're going to advocate to, how we're going to do it, who we're going to ask to come with us. We're hoping we get a lot of support from the local municipalities and the local communities to get behind us. The fine tuning will be get your very precise ask before we go to anybody to say, what we need. I think that was part of the point of this was, getting very clear, succinct data on what is needed and where it's needed, and then going and just sharing that with whoever, with government, with service agencies saying, this is the need, we know it, we've heard from people, we've got the data, we need to do something about it. Thank you to all the parents and staff members and community members that have been a part of this thus far, and thank you for taking interest in what Peace River School Division is doing.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Suite au témoignage de plusieurs étudiants disant avoir des amis ou membres de la famille travaillant à l'école, souffrant de problèmes de consommation ou problèmes mentaux, le conseil d'administration a compris qu'il devait agir. La division scolaire de Peace River a alors demandé aux étudiants, au personnel et aux parents de répondre à un sondage sur le sujet. Darren Kuster a expliqué que les soutiens et les services actuellement disponibles dans ce domaine ne semblent pas répondre aux besoins et que cela semble exercer une pression extrême sur le personnel et les familles pour combler les lacunes. Avec les informations recueillies sur le sondage, la division scolaire sera en mesure d'élaborer un plan pour aider ses étudiants et son personnel. C'était Darren Kuster, le président du conseil scolaire. Ici Alex Fortier pour la radio Nord-Ouest FM.